The Wild Man. There are no beginnings or endings to your unique life passions. Are you ready to enter the forest of your deepest desires, to finally embrace what your wild man offers? The wild man knows. He's raw energy in motion, risk, spontaneity, unfettered gusto, and lives deep within the wilderness of your passions and desires. He is the awe and mystery of the untamed parts of who you are. As you grew up, the wings of desire were clipped by your family and your culture. A part of you went into hiding and is still there, roaring in your depths, waiting for you to contact him. Are you afraid of your deepest desires? This card now rides into your life because you're ready to deepen your contact with them. Your wild man celebrates every remote, uninhabited, primitive place on the earth, and he is kin to the wild power animals within you, in touch with their teachings and wisdom. He is a survivor, bearing the strong lineage of the wild men of all your ancestors. Do you know how to contact him? Are you so separated from your passions that you can barely feel them? Have you forgotten how to access energetically engaged enthusiasm for each day? The wild man moves to many rhythms. Your lover expresses love and sexuality. Your inner king empowers. Your warrior embodies focus and discipline. Your shaman heals. Your magician intuits. The wild man is all of these energies combined, protecting, scattering, and tending the seeds of all your archetypal selves. He's the drummer and the drum, manifesting the rhythm and powerful energy of your life. To access him, you must be willing to journey through the dark side of your archetypes. That is why you fear the wild man, because he lives deep in the dark forests and bottomless oceans of your shadow side, where you are afraid to enter. You're scared you will be lost in his powerful, passionate rhythms. You keep your inner wild man caged because you fear he will only express himself in mindless, insensitive, and destructive ways. The shadow side of any archetypal energy is only transformed if you are willing to befriend, love, and accept it, to embrace those hidden parts of yourself. The Yoruba of West Africa believe in the existence of crossroads where this world and the spirit world meet. There are two things that attract spirits to a crossroad: music and stories. Creating drums often involves rituals in the selection of wood and the carving process. When the Yoruba make a drum, they mark out the eye or the part of the finished drum that should face the drummer, where he may offer sounds or stories to the drum spirit. Drummers require special initiation in order to be able to handle the spirit or voice emanating from a given drum. Percussion is one of the oldest forms of making music. The repetition that is at the core of rhythm connects you to patterns of your internal rhythms and the larger ones of the planet and the universe. Your heart's beat repeats. You rest and are active. Seasons cycle, as does your life. African drumming is highly polyrhythmic, and dancers hear each one distinctly, following one with their feet, another one with their shoulders, a third with their heads. Drummers and dancers engage in ritual dialogue, creating a dense tapestry of sound and movement. Like an old friend, the rhythms of drumming gently lead one into an open, receptive trance in which the present moment dissolves. Drums are the threshold of another reality, which if you enter, you can no longer drum. It is the edge, the contact with that other reality on which you dance. The wild man understands your wounds and feels the limitations of your fears. He pushes you to be less rigid in your attachment to your feelings and how you express them. Jump into the river of your emotions. They will take you where you need to go. He also understands that it is your own darkness that divides you, that is created by you, and that must be loved and accepted by you. Contacting and embracing the wild man within moves you closer to overcoming the inner demons that are your limitations. How are you actively exploring the shadow aspects of yourself? Like drumming, passionate energy can be hard, soft, fast, slow, up, down, focused, scattered, silent. The seventh principle of uncommon sense states, The energy of desire is transformative. That is the path that leads you to the wild man. If nothing is there, little excites you, the task is more difficult. This card requests that you look at your face in the mirror and see what it has cost you to not be living fully. What happened there? Is the wild man still alive? Enter his realms and ask him what he needs from you. Dance his dance. Unlocking his cage frees you to rebuild the bridge to your expansive inner passions and to open the gates that hold them back. Those deep desires hold the key to your continued development and personal evolution. What do you avoid? Where do you get stuck? Contemplate these questions. Then drum, run, paint, dance, ride wild horses, and play. Awaken the wild man. Like the drum poetry of the Akan people, begin with Anyanyane Yane, an awakening poem that states, "I am learning. Let me succeed." Your wild man is waiting.